Exactly. It's not just an issue that burdens individuals, though. Companies and even countries can feel the debilitating effects of having too many options. How can we make the decision-making process easier? Erica says that Stephen's feelings are quite right. She then talks about burdens. So to burden means to cause someone to worry or to feel distress. So if you feel this burden, it means that you're worried about something. And so here she says that having so many choices isn't just something that makes it bad for individuals, isn't just something that distresses or worries individual people, but that companies and even entire countries can feel that. She talks about the effect being debilitating, which means to make someone or something weaker than it originally was. And so they can, countries or even companies can feel these sort of effects that make them feel weaker or not as good as they used to be just by having too many options. Stephen asks Erica, how is it possible to make the process of making a decision easier than it currently is?
Erica 就说呢 ，exactly， 没错 ，it's not just an issue that burdens individuals 咯，就说呢，不过呢，这不是仅仅就是困扰个人的问题而已。这边有一个动词 burden， 就是指困扰或者是烦恼，就是让人家感觉到有压力的。接下来他第二句话就说呢 ，companies and even countries can feel the debilitating effects of having too many options。就说呢，拥有太多的选项，也有可能让公司或者甚至是一个国家就是感到疲惫不堪。这边有一个形容词 debilitating， 就是疲惫不堪或者是使人衰弱的意思。那 Stephen 他就接着问说 ，How can we make the decision making process easier？ 那么我们如何要让就是做选择的这个过程变得更简单呢
？Sometimes you just have to settle for something that is good enough.For inconsequential things, it's easier to flip a coin and just go with that decision. You don't need to mull over things you won't remember in 5 years. That solves our Netflix problem, but what about more serious undertakings? Erica tells Stephen that at times you just need to understand that good enough is better than nothing at all. She uses the word inconsequential, which means not important.So for inconsequential, this is one of those examples where in means not, and so it's not consequential, not important. So she says for not important things, it's easy to just flip a coin and then go with the decision that the coin makes for you. She uses the phrase mull over. To mull something over means to think about.Usually, we use this when we're making sort of larger choices. So if you're thinking about taking a new job, they offer you the job. Your new boss will say, oh, well, take a day or two and mull it over. Think about it. That being if you want to take the job. So here, Erica says that you don't need to think about things too much that you won't remember in 5 years anyway.Stephen says that that solves the Netflix problem. He's either going to flip a coin or realize that tonight's Netflix choice won't be something he remembers in the future. But he wants to know what happens for more serious undertakings. An undertaking is a task or it's a business affair. So he's saying it's easy for something like Netflix or buying dinner. But what about more serious decisions?
Erica 呢，他就说呢 ，Sometimes you just have to settle for something that is good enough。就说呢，有时候你只需要确定那一个够好的选项就可以了。然后接下来他又说呢 ，For inconsequential things, it's easier to flip a coin and just go with that decision。就说呢，对于不重要的事物呢，其实只要简单的就是掷个硬币做出决定就可以了。那这边有一个形容词 inconsequential， 它就是指不重。重要的或者是无关紧要的，那它的就是反义词就是 consequential， 就是重要的，所以它你在前面多如果又多加了一个 in， 就是 inconsequential， 就是不重要的意思。那接下来呢，他又接下一句他又说呢 ，You don't need to mull over things you won't remember in 5 years。 就说呢，你不需要去就是仔细的去考虑那些就是你五年后也不会记得的事。那这边有一个动词片语 mull over， 就是有仔细考虑的意思。像是这个动词片语就比较常用在一些比较重大的决定，像是你要找工作或者是一些人生一些比较重大的抉择上面，你就可以用仔细考虑这个 mull over 的动词片语。那接下来呢 ，Steven 他就是有说呢，哦，这样子的话 ，they solved our Netflix problem， 就说呢，这样子的话就是解决了他们的 Netflix 的问题，就是他们要选片看的问题。But what about more serious undertakings？ 就说那更重大的事情要怎么办呢？要怎么做决定呢？这边有一个名词 undertaking， 就是有工作、事业或者是事情。